I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Metroplex. Sean and RJ with the Hump Day Edition.
Hump Day.
Trying to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible on DFW Sports Station. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. In order to thank you for it, we're going to hook you up with another concert ticket giveaway, 720 Commercial Free Expressway, and the 9 o'clock hour as well. We got Ross in for Pepe. We got Aiden in the back. Bobby will return tomorrow. Firehouse tour in Richardson on the road.
Firehouse station number one, 300 North Greenville. So just off 75, just on the east side of 75. Whataburger will be out there having some free brekkie for you. So Firehouse number one in Richardson.
Yesterday, KNC had an absolutely loaded show at Whataburger in Frisco. We'll take it on the road tomorrow. And, of course, it's also brought to you by Frazier Roofs and Gutters and Firehouse Movers. And we got new merchandise. I know Brian brought us crafts on it. He says we have to, you know, just come up with things in the factory in order to entice Tolos to come out.
Well, if that's true, we're doing a bang-up job of it because they're usually gone by 7 a.m., but... We got some pretty cool Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour tumblers to give away, so that's always good. I never could have enough, and I have a full cabinet of tumblers.
All right,
I have maybe 40 of them.
What's more difficult to find in your house, the tops to your plastic food containers to match up or the tops to all your tumblers? Because for me, the tumbler tops, it's a nightmare trying to figure out the right one to match up with. Do you wash them and put the tops? Do you match them up like socks immediately? Because in my house, it's the coffee tops. It's the tumbler tops just set to one side. And then I got to rummage through, Ross.
Yeah, I match them immediately once they are clean. Absolutely.
Yeah, I do too. Now,
do you do that with your plastic container?
No.
Tupperware things?
No.
Isn't that a pain?
Pain.
Sucks.
It's awful because it's like, you know, nothing's universal. Half the time you're buying off-brand, and otherwise times you're buying the glass ones.
Yep.
They never match up.
Yep.
And because it's also easier to stack those. You got to stack those for efficiency.
Do that motion again on the fan cam.
You
got to
stack those for efficiency.
There you go.
But the tumblers, you know, you're not stacking tumblers.
Nope.
So I think it's easier to put those in with the lid.
Okay. Just when I think the LeBron stuff has died down, oh, you little fake threat, you know, I don't know about the Lakers, trade possibilities, Bovada then comes out. Now, Bet Online already had this a couple of weeks ago, but yesterday this was circulating everywhere, that the Mavs are the new favorites. Bovada, a little behind Bet Online. Shout out Jimmy Shapiro, always sending me the odds. But the Mavs are the new favorites to land LeBron James from Bovada. Mavs plus 125. Miami Heat plus 500. Cavaliers plus 550. Warriors plus 600. New York Knicks plus 800. And there's a guy named Scoop Jackson.
Yeah.
I'm not too familiar with his work. Doesn't have the most social media following, but he was basically stirring this back up, along with some people DMing me. People are trying to be Pretty Ricky of basketball. Pretty Ricky is this NFL source. He called the Trey Smith deal, and he's kind of an underground NFL newsbreaker. He misses sometimes, but he does get some scoops and stories. And people trying to be like that, sending me the LeBron James deal is going to happen. So this is resurfacing all over again, RJ.
Yeah, it is. I don't. Who the McMahon talked about this? Are the Mavs going to give up everybody? Gafford, PJ Washington, and more?
Right.
To go get
them? Gut your roster.
Yeah. And look, I mean.
And Kevin Gray tweeted yesterday, talked to someone. No, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. And I think you remember Scoop, right? You remember that guy.
You know what? I got a wrong Scoop because I used to have Scoop Jackson on my show in Maryland all the time. Cool dude. Fun to have on. This is another Scoop. I gotta figure out who it is. I got my Scoops confused.
All right.
It wasn't Scoop Jackson.
I love a good Scoop.
Yeah.
I love a good Scoop.
My bad.
But
there's some other fringe NBA reporter.
Sure. This is one of those things that's probably going to be going
on. We've grown out of this, right? We've grown out of this dream team, super team thing. We've matured.
We have. I would assume that this is a story, though, that has legs throughout the summer. My assumption is that leading up till Mavs media day in September, that this is going to continue to be a story. And it'll be a story at Laker media day, too. At the end of the day, like, does LeBron really want to leave L.A.? His kid plays for the team.
Right.
His family lives out there. Like, does he really want to leave at that age and go play one fringe year somewhere else and ring chase? I mean, I don't know. Maybe he does. Maybe he's that desperate for another ring. But from what he said, talked about a couple weeks ago, talking about the whole ring culture, I don't get ring culture. Who cares how many rings you have? It was never about that. Well, if that's the case, then why would you go anywhere?
Can you imagine wanting out of L.A. after you traded for Luka Doncic?
Yeah.
What?
I mean,
what?
Who?
What?
Yeah.
How are you unhappy with that?
It doesn't make any sense.
Just let me reset for S's and giggles a possible compensation to get him and just see if you'll reconsider. Because so far, the majority of Mavs fans, the Metroplex, us saying no. Daniel Gafford, PJ Washington, Caleb Martin, Najee Marshall, Max Christie. PJ, Gafford, Caleb, Najee, Christie.
No.
Okay.
That's your entire bench.
But do I really care that much about Martin, Marshall, and Christie? No, I can find those guys. PJ, okay, tough mindset defender, and you know how much I love Gafford.
Yeah, now look, if you could find those guys, why didn't Phoenix?
Yeah.
Why didn't L.A.? Why didn't the Lakers?
Yep.
Who have had LeBron and AD for years, and out after 2020, they haven't been able to do anything. Why don't a lot of these teams that are these kind of quote-unquote super teams not find those guys? It's because you can't. The NBA has done a really nice job. Major League Baseball and the NBA have done really nice jobs making sure that their cap is strong. And the baseball don't even have a cap. The baseball luxury tax, you can make an argument, it's more of an impediment to super teams than the NFL salary cap. Because teams will not go above that again. You get above that luxury tax, and let's just say you're above that luxury tax of baseball for like 2 years, 2 or 3 years, I think you're paying double. Like, you gonna do that?
Derek Lively, the next Maverick, come on down. Atolo hit me up yesterday and was like, why are the Mavericks getting all these surgeries right now, mid-July, and not right after the season? He, according to Shams, underwent surgery to clean up bone spurs in his right foot, is expected to be healthy for training camp. So I think Kyrie's was a little delayed. Last week we were talking about Anthony Davis's detached retina, and now we have Lively with the right foot.
But off-season surgeries, they don't really do much for me, right? cleanup surgeries. I'm like, okay. It's like another.
Unless they're really, really late and compromise camp right. or the beginning of the season, like Shaq would do.
Yes. Didn't Pippen do that? Isn't that one of the things in the Last Dance? That's what he did.
Yes.
Yeah. Those things where, you know, you missed the first 2 months of the season, you come back Christmas Day. That ain't good for nobody. You know, that ain't good. So, yeah, that would be bad, but I mean, he's got a couple of months. Hopefully he'll be all right.
As long as he's fine for camp. Caitlin Clark and Paige Becker's first matchup as pro players drew 2.1 million viewers on ABC, the network's fourth most watched WNBA game ever. So that put up some nice numbers right there, and Paige is putting up nice numbers. Fastest WNBA guard since Taurasi in 2004 to reach 300 or more points, 50 or more rebounds, 50 or more assists. And you got some exciting WNBA news?
Well, it depends on exciting or not, but Caitlin Clark, well, again, this was before last night when she left the floor in tears because of a groin injury, but she had signed up for the WNBA three-point contest.
Ooh-wee!
Which, this is going to be the most highly anticipated three-point contest since anything Larry Bird was in. We knew Steph was going to wind up winning it. Plus, to me, and this is partly Caitlin, I'm not interested in watching Steph just spot up. Part of Steph's greatness is that he pulls up from anywhere at any point. He just chucks a 35-footer and it just swishes, right? Because this guy, he's a freak like that. It's not the spot up, but he's so great at spot up. You know, but him and Sabrina did that contest, that three-point contest, and she is going to be in this as well. Leah Boston also and Kelsey Mitchell are all going to be in the three-point contest. Kelsey Plum as well. So you're going to have a bunch of good players in this three-point contest. We'll see. We'll see what happens in terms of who wins this thing. And if Caitlin plays because of the injury just happened, because she had been bad prior to her going away for injury, she was one for a previous 23 from beyond the arc.
All right, so power rank them: NBA dunk contest, NBA 3-point contest, All Star game in the NBA, WNBA 3-point contest. Your interest level, top three.
I have zero interest in the NBA All Star game.
Okay.
I've dunk contest one, I guess.
Number one?
Yeah.
Oh, I would rather watch the WNBA 3-point contest than the dunk.
Well, the thing with the dunk is it's, you know.
This WNBA 3-point contest will be one for me as Bobby Bell is rolling in his grave right now.
Yeah. The thing with the NBA slam dunk contest is I do want to see how it's a train wreck. It's like one of those things you can't look away from. Plus, who is it? Mac McClung?
Yeah.
He actually has done a really nice job on it.
Yeah.
But then it's this, and then the NBA 3-point contest. I've seen it a million times.
Wow, so you're gonna go dunk one, WNBA 3-point contest with Caitlin too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll still watch it. I'll still tune in.
Yeah.
If she's in it. If she's not in it, I'll avoid it on the guide.
Caitlin Clark's team owner, the next one in your crosshairs?
The WNBA continues to shoot themselves in the foot. This is Kelly Crosscuff. She deleted her ex account, Twitter, after intense backlash regarding comments she made about Caitlin Clark. And, you know, she talked about, we want to sustain growth. We want to sustain growth. We want to do all these things. And just listen to the absolute just dismissiveness of Caitlin's importance.
That we want to sustain the growth and the interest level in the franchise. I mean, this is about the Indiana Fever. Yes, we have a foundational player in Caitlin Clark and Leah Boston, and, you know, we're going to continue to add to that. But I want this team to be the leader in the country and, you know, a brand, an enduring brand, you know, like Apple or something. I mean, we have a real opportunity here.
Oh, like Apple.
Like Apple. So that's our owner saying we want to capitalize on the brand that is the Indiana Fever. Madam.
Madam.
You don't have a brand. 99% of your fans are there because of Caitlin Clark. The moment she leaves, they're gone with her.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't have a brand. The NBA doesn't have a league. They have a player.
I think the Fever's jerseys suck, too. All these NFL creamsicles are coming out. The old Redskin jerseys. Yeah. The Chargers had some new ones. They got to come out with a better, flashier jersey. The Fever jerseys are awful.
The nerve on this league just to completely ignore and have no awareness as to why they're on TV. Like, it does not take a lot of dot connecting,
dude,
to figure this one out.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what other player in sports took their league to the next level of pop. Like
golf,
Tiger. How many players at the time hated on Magic and Bird? I think Rodman said if Bird was not white, he'd be just any other type of player.
I mean, look, it'd be foolish to think that there wasn't a racial element to Bird Magic.
Sure.
That doesn't mean that Larry was not. That doesn't mean Larry was just another player.
Yeah.
Larry was nasty.
Yeah. All right, so there it is, little recap of what else is going on in the sports world here with Sean and RJ. It's DFW Sports Station, your home of the Rangers and Cowboys, and the 720 Tolo ticket giveaway. Let's send you to another concert when we go commercial free. We'll chop it up at 740, but give us your feedback if you stayed up, watched, enjoyed, or hated the All-Star Game swing-off. Choppy has it as part of Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Next.
2-2 on the way. He slaps one, a slow roller. Suarez, no play, we're tied. Stephen Kwan does what Stephen Kwan does.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
How can you not be romantic about a swing-off in an All-Star game? That was phenomenal. That was phenomenal theater, great television. And the National League, fresh off of three, Kyle Schwarber bombs in. The swing-off goes, and they win the All-Star game.
Clutch.
Very clutch. Very clutch. So what they did is they rolled out the BP pitchers. you know, whoever threw BP, I'm sure, before the game. And, you know, each team obviously gets, they got three players, I should say, got three swings. They named three players to do it. They were all players that were currently, that had been in the game in recent innings. The guys who started, you know, for those wondering why Ohtani and Judge and Acuna and Cal Raleigh were not in the home run derby at the end, the swing off. It's because, let's be fair, they most likely were not at the game. They had already gotten showered. Tarek Skubal came out. He was in street clothes. They're not going to throw him out there in their, you know, their loafers.
My favorite part of the All-Star game growing up, and even though I think it's too participation trophy-esque, the part about including everyone from a team, except for not subbing Evaldi for DeGrom, is you learn about other players, especially in baseball. I need that. I know the least about really good baseball players than I do any other sport besides hockey. Give me the player last night that you learned the most about, or you're like, oh, this kid's a stud. This kid's got talent. I like this individual. Now, you love baseball more than I do, this may not apply to you.
I got to see the Miz pitch more than I had.
Yeah.
You know, that was good to see.
You know who I really liked and kind of went down a rabbit hole of after he was mic'd up in the outfield?
Was Rooker mic'd up?
No. PCA!
Oh, yeah, Pete Crow Armstrong.
Pete Crow Armstrong. I was like, let me do some homework on this guy.
Kids love him, man. They love he's got a nickname. You got to have a nickname.
PCA.
Got to have a nickname. He's going to wind up having, you know, a really good, maybe a 40 home run, 50 stolen base season. That's going to be a really good year.
And then, unfortunately, some of the Athletics stood out as well. Some of these A's.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jacob Wilson is really good. Brent Rooker is really good. They've got some solid, solid young players on this team.
Rooker looked like he was going to be the hero in the swing-off.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he had a pair of them, you know, two out of three. They're good. And the problem with that is that they might be coming into money here in a couple of years. You know, they might be able to keep some of these guys if they actually do get this Vegas.
Not the players thing. Coming into money, the Athletics coming into
money. The Athletics. Because, you know, the move to Vegas, you know, they're hopeful. Look, they're making this move to Vegas not to lose money. They're moving it to make money. So they're hopeful they'll get more cash. Now, their owner still is a cheap SOB, so maybe he won't be spending money, but maybe they get him out of there. That could be another kind of talking point, but that was last night. And, you know, those wondering why it wasn't Ohtani and Judge and Raleigh, like I said, those guys were likely gone. They, you know, and they surely were cold. They'd been sitting around for 2 hours. Because I'll be honest, that was a boring baseball game for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Really
and
boring.
Part of the All-Star Game's problem, and I don't know what they can do about this, is that the guys you vote to see are gone by 8:15.
Well, you talked about the over-under yesterday, and we're like, that's too low for an All-Star game.
It's like five and a half. It's like, right, what are we doing?
But, and it was 2-0 for the majority of the way.
Right, and you know, the pitchers have been so good, though, and that's
because I wonder how many turned it off at 6-0, Fantex. Did you? Did you turn it off at 6-0?
I mean,
I was close.
I left it on, but I was doing a Sudoku.
A what?
A Sudoku.
Oh.
Those number things. Yeah. You know, yeah. I was doing one of those. I was like, all right.
Background.
Background. If I hear Joe Davis go crazy, I'll look up and rewind. That's
yeah.
That's kind of the crux of it, but
same.
It's time for Instagram, man. All right. So a couple of things that took place. So one of these, that move, obviously, was a Rob Manfred decision. And there was another thing that was a Rob Manfred decision, and that was the automated ball strike system that we had in the All-Star game that they implemented. And this is Rob Manfred on the Pat McAfee show talking about that ABS. And this is what he hoped was the precursor to bringing this to the league.
We're gonna use it tonight. It's been used in the minor leagues for several years, and we tested it with big league guys in spring training last year. We're in a process directed at bringing it to the big leagues next year. The great thing about it that we didn't fully understand, you know, the rendition on the board afterwards is like a fan friendly.
Yeah, like tennis. Tennis. Yeah, the Hawkeye technology where it's coming in.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's weird. I was actually out at the U.S. Open, and you know, I played a lot of competitive tennis up through college. And
oh, really? You checked the watch?
Yeah. I quit a long time ago, but I did play. Anyways, I'm out at the Open, and all of a sudden, I realize there's no linesman. There's no linesman. But what had misled me is they're still showing the rendition up on the board, and you know, it made me realize there is entertainment value in that rendition that we need to take advantage of.
So I did think last night that when they showed it was very quick. It was very quick when they showed the replay. I was like, okay, I can see how this is cool. And again, the problem is going to be you are going to lose somewhere along the way strike three of a World Series to end it. That's what you're going to lose. And you're going to lose the jubilation because the immediacy.
So we're never going to go to this just calling every pitch. It's going to be a challenge.
Challenge part system. Of it. You tap the helmet.
Okay.
If you're the hitter, you can tap the helmet, you tap your head if you're a pitcher or whatever. And once, there's going to be limits to it. You can't have a million challenges. There's going to be limits to this.
The operation of it was pretty good yesterday.
It was fine. It was seamless, man. It was really, really quick. Yeah. And, you know, they did this in the Atlantic League a few years ago, which is a minor league. And it was terrible. I mean, it was odd. You had guys getting called for strikes, and because they had it with the umpire had like AirPods in, and it would just whisper to them, "Strike the ball," and they would call it, and the guy's like, "What? Ball was in the dirt. How the hell are you going to call it a strike?" That would be my concern about it, is you got to retrain yourself what a strike actually is. But I think it worked really, really well. And I also think the home run derby swing-off worked really, really well. Another Rob Manfred move, along with the pitch clock, along with the larger bases, along with banning the shift.
Oh.
And A-Rod had a comment saying that we should see Rob give it a speech before long at the Hall of Fame.
I agree with you. I'm a big Rob Manfred fan, and I think he deserves a lot of credit. Single-handedly, I mean, with the changes he's made the last two or three years, to really save our game, he probably belongs in Cooperstown. But the reason why I like this, Colin, technology's made the game better. Anytime you make players and umpires more accountable, it's a great thing. Going back 10 years, that strike you see right there on the screen, 83% of the time, the umpires were getting it right. 10 years ago. Today, that number's ballooned to 97%. So it's a much better quality, much better game, much better accuracy. All those things are good. Now, the application of it, we have to go see how it works. I know they've been doing it in the minor leagues. I am really looking forward to tonight to see how that plays out, because I'm a little bit on the fence, but I'm more pro because I think Rob Manfred deserves some credit. He's built some equity here over the last 3 or 4 years with his changes. And I think the game has the gift and the curse of being so married to their history. I think some of the other leagues have really pushed the envelope.
Wow. Rob Manfred, Hall of Famer.
I'll say this. I mean, first of all, if the umpires are getting that call right 97% of the time, why do we need robots? Right? Just keep it the way it is. But look, I mean, the changes that he has made to the sport, I think most people think they've been solid changes.
Yeah.
You could nitpick whether you like it's is the
extra, is that enough to make you a Hall of Famer?
I mean, I think Bud Selig is, and he had a work stoppage. What did you lose? Right, the extra innings. If you don't want to like the, maybe you don't like the extra innings. I get it.
But Bobby hates fun.
Yeah, I don't love the extra innings, but it's also like, dude, how long do you want these games to go?
No, extra innings.
Go for it, man.
I like the extra innings.
Yeah, let's go for it. Right, this if they were to do the 10th and the 11th inning as is. That they have right now, and then go to a swing off in the 12th, I'd be fine with that. You know, we don't need 13 innings on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I agree.
But, you know, I like the extra bags. Stolen bases are way up. Way up. You are going to see Byron Buxton. He's 17 for 17 this year. There's only a handful of guys that have stolen 20 bases and never been caught.
Oh.
You know, like, there's only a handful of guys, right?
He was flying into second last night.
Yeah. So, you've got, like, speed is back. It's not a slow, you know, old man type power game. They're bringing the speed element back. I think those are all good things. Yeah, I'd be okay with the idea of Rob in Cooperstown. I think Rob has generally done a pretty good job. He did say the Rays have been given permission to play their playoff games in Tampa at the minor league park if they'd make it. Why don't you just move them to Miami? That's the problem. Just move them to Miami. You know, like that, like move, let them play their games in Miami. They also are doing everything right in terms of getting the players to play in the Olympics in 2028. This is the next step. So we got the WBC coming up next year. And then there's talk of the players playing the Olympics in 2028 when they are in L.A. Now, the one thing with this is they can obviously play them at Dodger Stadium or the Big A or maybe even down in San Diego. How long are you going to pause the season for?
Yeah, man.
Like, are you taking 2 weeks off? 3 weeks off? And then do you have to ramp back up? Or are you just going to take these players and say, all right, look, we're going to continue the season. You're going to continue the season without these players. All right. Okay. I think a lot of teams have issues with that. Also, are you going to reduce games? You can say, okay, this year we're playing 150 games. Well, that screws the record book up. What if you got a guy at 60 home runs after 150 games? You're not going to let him play the final 12? So there's a lot of ins, a lot of outs, a lot of what have yous. I love the idea because anytime you put Team USA on a jersey, people watch. People tune in. So I really, really like that idea. I just don't know that it's feasible. Diamond Cavs here on 105.3 The Fan. Tom Verducci.
By the way, these sideline interviews are so freaking cheesy on Fox. I mean, Jeff Passan, too. I'll never not take an opportunity to throw Jeff under the bus with my personal relationship with him, even though he's a beast of a reporter. But, God, the cheesiness and corniness of Ken Rosenthal and Tom Verducci, the way they asked their one Hallmark card Tom Rinaldi question, I was rolling my eyes yesterday.
And listen, I was watching a lot of the pregame of this on ESPN. Guys,
And Verducci, I think, is a beast. Like, his articles?
Verducci, Rosenthal,
and Passan
are monsters. They're monsters.
I just can't stand what does it all mean to you?
Yeah.
what are you feeling right now? It's just such a little soft, cheesy way.
And look, when you're doing the pregame show and they're all at this table on the stand-up, and can we do this? Can you get these guys chairs? All right, and the same thing for the Rangers. Can you get Sandler a chair, please? All right, him standing next to Brad Miller or you know,
Elvis.
Like the poor guy, like, you know, Kirkchin and so yesterday they had whoever the host was. I can't remember who the host was, the anchor. Then you had Eduardo Perez. Then you had Mizorowski, 6'8". And then on the right side you had Passan and then Tim Kirkchin. And they're all standing up. Could you get him a chair? Because the two guys on the right didn't even look the same species as the three guys on the left.
I thought we always used to do this. We evened out TV height.
Even it out.
They do it in Hollywood.
Get him a chair.
Yeah.
You know, get him a chair. Come on. It looks awful. I felt so bad. They're sitting there.
When they stand at the panel and Kirkchin is there.
Kirkchin's there. Yeah. And, like, you know, they were obviously told by the producer, put one hand on the table. So they all had this weird left hand on the table. Yeah. So they were all kind of facing away from each other. And, you know, it looked like they were putting their hands in, like, all right, you know, on me on three. One, two, three, go. You know? It's like, what are we doing? It's just stop this. But anyway, Verducci had his first half MLB awards that he put out there. And Jake DeGrom is number two in Cy Young.
Whoa, take that belt.
Now, Scooble's number one. Obviously, he's having a tremendous year. He is one of only two left-handers with 150 strikeouts and a whip of less than .85 in the first half. The other is Sandy Koufax back in 1963. I think Koufax is a pretty good pitcher. He has just walked 16 batters in 19 starts.
Wow.
No left-hander ever reached the break with 150 strikeouts and so few walks. He has been phenomenal. Now, he got lit up a little bit last night, a couple of runs in the first inning.
Yep.
But I don't know what kind of scouting report he's pitching to. You know, Skeens was up there just throwing gas the whole time. They're just out there throwing. They're getting their work in. But he has DeGrom as number two, then Hunter Brown of the Astros. One other thing.
By the way, did you mind? I know Brad Sham rolling in his grave right now. Did you mind the amount of players mic'd up? Or are you more of a stickler for that during the regular season?
Oh, I like the mic'd up anyway.
Rally, mic'd up. Kershaw's mic'd up was one of the highlights of the night.
It's great.
It was awesome.
He did a fantastic job. I don't mind the mic'd up because I like to see what guys are doing, thinking, talking about.
I agree.
To me, sports is entertainment, regardless.
Especially baseball, especially baseball. Standing around.
A lot of standing around. Yeah, you know, like if you're not, come on, you can't play. You can't pick a ground ball with something in your ear. Guys take infield practice throughout the year with AirPods in all the time. It's probably more comfortable for them, to be honest with you. AL Rookie of the Year, this is a bad thing. Jacob Wilson, A's. Nick Kurtz of the A's. So two athletic guys are going to be top of the AL Rookie of the Year. And then you get the Comeback Player of the Year, and that is Jacob DeGrom, number one. He's already thrown more innings and won more games in half a season.
That's an easy one.
Than he did in the previous 3 years combined. And it had been 6 years since he threw as many pitches and made it through 19 starts without breaking down. He's thriving. In 2021, he hit 100 miles an hour 185 times. This year, he has only done it 5.
Whoa.
And he is second in the league in ERA and second in the league in walks plus hits to innings pitch, which is whip.
185 to 5.
185 to 5.
True pitcher.
Yep. And then he's got the NL MVP as Shohei and the AL MVP as Aaron Judge. And he's just like basically the gap between Judge and Raleigh with the offensive numbers is just too great for anything defensively that you would get out of the catcher. And he's right. They're gonna try to boost this up to get Pete Crow Armstrong into the Shohei conversation,
yeah,
and Cal Raleigh into the Judge. And the reality is that if those two guys stay healthy, they're gonna wind up being the MVP.
Diamond Cavs with RJ Choppy on your home of Texas Rangers baseball. It is also your home of Chopping It Up, which we'll do after your home of the Expressway 7 a.m. giveaway.
That's right, Tolos. Right now, 877-881-1053 wins two tickets to the Thuggish Ruggish Mafia Tour, courtesy of Live Nation, at Dos Equis Pavilion on Thursday, September 25th. That's caller number 10, 877-881-1053. Again, Tolos, right now, 877-881-1053 wins two tickets to the Thuggish Ruggish Mafia Tour, courtesy of Live Nation, at Dos Equis Pavilion on Thursday, September 25th. That's caller number 10, 877-881-1053.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Mints Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mints Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTS-TEA today or visit MintsTeaClinic.com. That's MintsTeaClinic.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better.
Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Go ahead, Ross, hit the intro.
All right, here we go, fellas. Let's have a little fun today.
First, it was her bathwater, and now it is her underwear. Sydney Sweeney, man, she is the definition of striking when the iron is hot. So she's in the news that maybe she's going to be the next Bond girl, but now she is launching a lingerie brand with Jeff Bezos' money.
Maybe this is Ford's at the wedding. Wedding deal.
Wedding deal with Tom Brady there. But she is launching a lingerie line with the backing of a private equity firm that recently got a $1 billion investment from Bezos. So she is ready, baby.
I mean, no offense. Who cares? Unless Sydney is going to be the model for it. What do I care?
I'm pretty much with you on that. I don't really care much. Are you a lingerie guy anyway?
Yes.
You are?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I never said I was not a lingerie guy, but what the hell do I care about a new lingerie brand unless Sydney, like the bathwater, is going to be the one modeling it?
Yeah. Like if she's...
Which she might. She seems like she's down for some risque photos.
I mean, you know, the Victoria's Secret catalog was one of the great catalogs of all time. You know, that the Sears catalog, although they were largely different.
You don't love lingerie?
I think you
like your food, like just get right to it.
It's
you don't want the parsley sprinkled on top.
Yeah,
food is fuel.
Listen, what do people do with parsley on top?
Blow it
brush
off.
Brush it off, right? Yeah. They brush it off. You know, I'm a big fan of nudity. You know,
you're eventually going to get there.
Yep, you are.
No foreplay?
There's foreplay. I can respect it. I can respect the foreplay.
Yeah.
There's absolutely foreplay.
I'm a big lingerie guy.
Yeah, I mean, I want to become sporting equipment during that thing. But, you know, it's the lingerie. I don't know. I think it's a waste of money. You want to get some, it's sexy. But how often do you break it out?
Not enough.
I mean, I'd rather handcuffs.
Okay. All right. Other gear.
Yeah. That's kind of where I am. It was perhaps...
You're shopping in the different part of Spencer's.
There we go.
Yeah.
It was perhaps the worst gender reveal of all time.
The rattlesnake?
But it was another gender reveal.
Oh.
Actually, this is a pregnancy reveal. No, not the rattlesnake. Good callback. This is a pregnancy reveal. Aiden has the photos. I sent it to him yesterday. Has over 2.2 million views. And a woman decided to make popsicles. Okay, so she gave her boyfriend popsicles.
Okay.
And what she did was, she gives him a popsicle, he starts to eat it. Well, the popsicle stick she used was her pregnancy stick.
No!
That she urinated on.
No! No!
I mean, that is instant divorce. That is instant divorce right here.
Okay, question for the ladies. If you sterilize this, clean it, wash it, do everything you can to make it sanitary, does that get rid of the machinery
urine?
Or whatever? No, not the urine. The symbol.
Oh.
Does that mess up the technology of the plus or negative or whatever it is?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know about that.
You know what I mean? Because
if you washed it, sanitized
dishwasher.
It, you know, you dipped it in chloric acid or whatever, and you completely sanitized this thing.
But look, people drink other people's breast milk.
Yeah, they do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people drink urine? Is that Liver King or something?
He might. I don't know, man. I got to imagine that.
This is pretty bad.
If your
this
girl...
This is pretty genius.
It is pretty genius. But if your girl hands you a popsicle, you're going to eat it. You're not going to think anything of it. Now, you might think to yourself, wow, this is a really thick stick, a popsicle stick.
Yeah.
And why does it say, you know, first test on it or whatever?
Yeah.
You know, whatever the pregnancy tests are.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whatever the
names.
So
what did he do? When he found out.
He looked at it like, what in the... I mean, it was obviously... This is a dual shock. This is a dual shock. This is a, I'm going to be a dad. oh, wait a minute. Huh? You did what?
Oh, man. That's...
You used your urine stick as a popsicle stick, lady?
That's incredible.
Hell no. Chop it up here on 105 through the fam. I saw this this video, and we've done it, men. Done a great job. Women are now so scared. Guys are so scared to make a move on women. Guys are so scared now to make a move that we're not making moves. And girls are now making it so much easier than ever to meet guys. Listen to this TikTok girl say what girls are doing to attract guys. And this has come completely full circle.
The dating scene is getting so bad in New York City that I am seeing on TikTok there are girls going into Midtown during the week and stealing Finance Bros salads for lunch. And then looking their name up from the salad order on LinkedIn and then messaging them through there and being like, hey, oh my God, so sorry, I grabbed your salad. Like, let me just make it up to you and buy you a new one.
What?
And that's how they're like sliding it, which honestly, smart. Why are we stealing men's salads? Like, that's... Why can't they just come up to us at a bar? Like, why is it getting to this point? Men, just please step up or your salad's going to get taken. Your lunch is going to get taken every week. Like, I'm seeing girls get so creative these days. Like, they're making bracelets with their phone numbers on them and giving them to you guys at the bars.
What? Okay, so whose salads are getting stolen?
So, like, they go to Wall Street, right? Finance District. And they go to a restaurant.
Guys or girls?
Girls are going to the restaurants and they're saying, hey, you know, because they put the orders. A lot of times these places put the orders in these cubicles.
Yeah.
So you have to go there. You just grab it. And they're just looking at it. They're just grabbing it. And they're hoping that it's some finance dude who makes $400,000 or $500,000 a year.
Okay.
And they look him up because he's got their name on it. They look him up on LinkedIn or whatever. And all of a sudden they create a relationship out of thin air, or they're having these like Lance Armstrong bracelets with their phone number on it and they're handing it to them. I'm old enough to remember that if you were a guy and you ordered a salad, no girl would talk to you.
That's right.
And now they're stealing them to find a way to get in, you know, get involved with you.
Again, the biggest dating problem is just that invisible imaginary barrier over who's approachable or not.
Yep.
And it goes back to my, you know, my tag system. You know, like there needs to be Purple Dot Friday or Green Square Thursday.
Yes.
Where when you're wearing that or a necklace, you know, a universal necklace guys and girls can wear, it's signaling while out and about in public, you are free and available and down to talk.
Yeah,
I love that.
You should,
right?
Yes.
Ross, are you taken?
No, single.
All right, what's your, how old are you?
I hate that I have to think about it. I turned 29 this year.
Okay. So what's your dating current scene right now?
I mean,
when's the last time you had a girlfriend?
A girlfriend, man, believe it or not, before COVID.
No, I believe it.
Yeah, it's just been a long time.
Aiden got it.
But
okay, so are you on the apps? Like, what are you trying to do?
Yeah, so I'm on the apps. I go on dates. I think I've been on, is it 3 dates this summer?
Whoa.
That sounds about right.
This summer just started 2 weeks ago.
Attaboy.
Well, you know.
Attaboy.
Once the sun comes back out, yeah. That's when Rossi gets out and about.
Oh! Rossi!
Rossi! I like it. Okay, so what is it like? Is it tough and as bad as everyone says?
Honestly, it really...
Wait, is Aiden nodding his head? Are you single too? Oh, we might have to get these guys in the studio for an expressway.
Yeah, we got to.
Go ahead, Rossi.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is honestly pretty tough out here because just like you're saying, there's just an invisible barrier and it's really hard to know if someone's interested. Like, I went on a date not even a month ago and I thought we were vibing and she messaged back the next day. You know, I did the customary, hey, I had a great time, hope to see you again. And she was like, yeah, totally, would love that. And then just ghosted me.
I blame women overall.
The ghost is awful.
I blame women overall because you need to somehow make it. You need to make it more comfortable and approachable for the fellas to come up to you. You know, you're posting on your Instagram and you're trying to be this uptown model.
Trying to pretend like something you're not. We all do that.
Yeah, we all do that. You know, like we're scared. We're scared, ladies. Like you need to make it more approachable.
Look, will you take?
But again, just put on. That's my idea, Ross, Aiden. Everyone goes to a website. I should, again, start this website. And the signal gets put out. It's Purple Circle Friday. And if you're in a bar and whenever you see someone, right, I don't know where to put it. It needs to be a little fashionable. It can't be douchey. It can't be like a big fat name tag when you go into the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. But it's a sign. It lets everyone know, like, I'm looking and available and open to talk versus guessing.
Yeah.
Is that dude with her? Does she not want to be bothered?
Is she accidentally making eye contact with
me? Yeah. Is his girl in the bathroom?
Yep.
This little sticker, right? You all go to the website, you subscribe. It lets you know it's open season, green light.
I totally agree. We need something like that.
Yeah.
The single men and single women out there, they deserve better. They deserve better than what's going on out there. Chopping it up here at 105.
But is it worse now than like 4 or 5 years ago? And if so, how?
I mean, I would say yes, but only because of everything that this audio clip just told us, you know? It's so tough. And just like you were saying, like,
Are you finding the meeting part the most difficult, or like the vibing part? Like, people are just different when you're getting to know them.
I mean, it's tough because, like, you know, obviously I started dating before all the dating apps, and I tell everyone this. I'm like, it's so hard to know, like, say, like, after the first date, you know, date went really well. Do you go in for the kiss? Do you ask for the phone number? Like, these are all things that I feel like are really murky in the online dating world these days.
All right. Need the Peyton Russell School of Dating.
Yep, absolutely.
For Rossi and Aiden.
That's right. Here we go. Chopping it up 105 through the fan. Tell me what you would do here. I am on the woman's side here. A Florida woman is in trouble with the law. So she works at a horse clinic.
A horse clinic?
Horse clinic.
Well, the horses like go in for checkups?
Yeah, it's like a veterinarian, right? So she's making $60,000 a year. Well, she received a vet's salary accidentally on her paycheck for a couple of paychecks in a row.
Oh.
And she never said anything. So she made about $80,000 over a series of a couple of weeks and months that was supposed to go, I guess they paid both. They paid the vet and they paid her.
Okay.
So now, but she spent the money. She already spent the money. And now she has been in trouble with the law. So we are talking about like jail time. She said she admitted she knew she was being overpaid, but thought she was receiving a bonus from the company. My stance on this is it is not my problem if you made a mistake. It's not my problem.
Is this like finding the cocaine on the beach?
Boy, if I found cocaine at the beach, I would.
You ain't gonna do nothing. Shut up.
Look, it's hard to move material like that. It's very, very hard to move product like that.
Yeah,
but it's not my. Like, I don't know. Am I crazy here? It's not my problem if you made a mistake.
I feel like there's a money amount. Like, I'm kind of ignorant to the paycheck. Like, if it was off by, I'm sure Odyssey's never taken advantage of this.
Right.
If it was off by like $300, $250, I wouldn't notice. I wouldn't notice. If I had a $4,000 increase,
mm-hmm.
Seriously, what would you do? Now, you complete ignorance and be like, I don't check my account like that.
Right.
You could say that. And what trouble is she in?
Well, I mean, she's going to have to pay the money back. There's potential jail time because it's theft.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a fascinating one.
Yeah, it's
so how much extra arrested. How much extra was she getting?
She got $80,000 extra.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's
a lot of money.
Like I feel like you got to go to the boss if it's that much and be like, "Do you know why I'm getting this?" I don't know. I would love to stay quiet and keep collecting.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'll give you money in 6 months. I already put it in a CD. Can't get it out. What are you going to do? I don't know. That's just it's a tough one because it's like you didn't. How are you going to arrest me? You just put it in my account.
Right. That's right. No notification. What's the exact charge? Theft?
It would be theft.
How's a theft?
Wire fraud.
Ooh, I need the vote on that one. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Franklin Franco, injury attorney text line for chopping it up here on DFW Sports Station. Thanks for being a Tolo, y'all. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. We'll have another 9 a.m. T ticket giveaway for all y'all checking it out. We're on the road tomorrow. Richardson, Firehouse number one. And we're going to feed you some breakfast from Whataburger. I got to call out Kevin Hagelin next.
Uh-oh.
Over the best NFL team in the last 25 years. We'll take you around the National Football League with Sean and RJ after this.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.